Thank you very much.
Item number 15, from the Director of Audits, Office of the Comptroller, submitting a report titled Review of Wauwatosa School District's Reimbursement of Operating Costs Associated with Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services Schools for the 2011 through 2012 school year.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jerry Hare, Director of Audits for the Milwaukee County Comptroller. Each year we've done a review of Wauwatosa's claim for reimbursement for their costs in operating the educational services at the county grounds. This year the rent that we were due was $598,800. It has been paid. The resolution before you has a couple of recommendations that we would hope you'd concur with. The first is that we have a new contract negotiated with Wauwatosa Schools. We've been working without one for the last 3 or 4 years. And it's been smooth, but we think a contract is necessary in the event that there would be some underfunding by the state of the cost for those services. It's happened twice in the last 14 years or so, so we think it's good to nail that down. Secondly, we believe that it'd be appropriate just to direct the administration to obtain a confirmation each year that the rent indeed was included in their charges to the state and that they were reimbursed. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Supervisor Romo-West.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hare, for this report. And I want to preface my comments or my questions by stating I think that the Wauwatosa School District does an exceptional job. Every time I go out to juvenile detention and take a tour, I am blown away just by virtue of the fact, you know, that they're receiving such a great education. Not atypical to have a juvenile come in at a sixth grade reading level and 3 months later be at a ninth grade reading level. And so they are doing phenomenal work. They also have taken it upon themselves to help stock the library and things like that. So absolutely, they have been a great partner. However, I was a little concerned because I know that we received this report last year, and I see that last year the recommendations that you made were to be added to the new contract, but I see that the new contract has not been executed. And so I'm wondering when or why that hasn't happened, and if you know when that will happen, because I know that your stance has been all along is that we should be trying to negotiate a more equitable position for the county, especially when there's shortfalls in the DPI funding. And so do you know when a new contract will be executed?
No, we don't. But let me say this. Your concurrence with this resolution will put this on our radar screen for follow-up.
Okay.
And we will continue to follow up with the administration to push on getting a new contract. Part of the problem over the years has been that this contract has been owned by alternatively Public Works, Human Services, Economic Development Administration. It's really bounced around a lot because it sort of bridges a lot of different functions. If we can hone in on one party in the administration, and hopefully that's the person who just sat down in the chair to my left, I think we can hopefully move this along. It's in Wauwatosa's best interest to have a written agreement that governs these services. The issue has always been the potential for underfunding, and whether that's pro rata or totally dumped on the county or the school district, there's got to be a fair way that we can do it. When we were underfunded in the past, people of goodwill and you know, with a professional attitude came to the table and we worked it out. So we just need to keep doing that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we agree with the audit. We need to get a contract in place, and unfortunately I haven't been able to touch base with Mr. Wanta on where this sits, and Mr. Hare is correct. It's been all over the place, but we're hopeful. We're working on it. It's a commitment we've made. We will not be sitting here next year. We'll get this done as soon as we can, and we're hoping to work with DAS on that.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chairman, I had one more question, and that's in the very last paragraph. It says that given that the audit service division will no longer be involved with this contract. Why is that?
Well, over the years, we used to go in and completely audit the books of Wauwatosa School and the claim to the state. And what's happened over the years is that they've basically been preparing financial statements that are available publicly, and they've been complete and accurate and timely. They've even gotten to the point where they're accelerating the timeline on the payments to us. So I mean, we will still keep our fingers in. We can check on it, but and it was also a contractual aspect that we'd be in there doing this work, and there is no contract at this point. It hasn't been for the last few years. So, again, it'll be on our radar screen, but it just doesn't make sense to do an audit every year.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hare.
You adopting the resolution.
Thank you. Yes. Supervisor Cullen moves approval of the resolution. Comments, questions?
Concerns?
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye. Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper? Pullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Item number